2024 election suggests a close race between former President Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris.
The two most striking polls were conducted by Forbes Harris X following President Joe Biden's announcement last week to end his reelection bid. On Monday, that poll showed a 6-point lead for former President Trump over Vice President Harris. That advantage evaporated over the weekend to a tie as of Friday. At the same time, Mr. Trump has leads between 1 and 7 points in 6 other polls, with Ms. Harris with a 1-point lead in each of 2 polls. One other poll shows the two candidates tied. In 5 battleground states, the Real Clear Politics average indicates leads for Mr. Trump, which are still within the margins of a statistical tie. George Williams reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, major trouble for a nonprofit in North Carolina.
Regulators now say a nonprofit run by the wife of Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson must repay $132,000 for what they call disallowed expenses while carrying out a federal child care meal program. State officials Friday revealed a larger amount in a letter following a compliance review. Authorities earlier said the nonprofit owed the state $24,400 in unverified expenses. But Friday's letter counted well over another $100,000 in ineligible expenses. Jason Walker reporting.
Thousands of firefighters still battling a wildfire in North California, and getting some help from the weather just hours after the blaze exploded in size, scorching an area larger than Los Angeles. Officials said Saturday that cooler temperatures and increase in humidity could help slow the Park Fire, which is the largest this year so far in California. I'm Ron Taylor, and this is SRN News. Evangelism was found at the Olympics, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The French Bible Society will hand out copies of the scriptures as millions of athletes and spectators gather in Paris for the Summer Games. 140,000 copies of the New Testament in French and another 60,000 in English will be given away during the 2-week Olympiad, and other Christian ministries are teaming up with the FBS to help out. About 11 million people in all are expected in Paris for the Olympics and the Paralympics. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The leader of an historic church in downtown Dallas, nearly destroyed by fire, says church officials plan to rebuild the iconic structure. First Baptist Dallas senior pastor Robert Jeffress says insurance will cover the costs. The Victorian-style red brick church is a Texas historic landmark built in 1890, now stands as a charred shell with its stained glass windows, everything ruined. He says that they will rebuild. This is SRN News. The hurricane season is here, so how can a small business be ready?
NOAA is predicting an above-average storm season this year. There are steps for small businesses to take to be prepared for storms and insured for storm damage. Well before any hurricane is announced, check and double-check your insurance policy. Read your policy closely and identify any added protections you might need. Make sure your business data is regularly backed up and can be accessed off-site, and have an established emergency communication plan in place. John Scott reporting.
Los Angeles is the nation's epicenter of homelessness, where there's more than 45,000 people living in weather-beaten tent equipments and rusting RVs. But even in the state that is home to Silicon Valley, technology has not kept up with a long-running crisis. Billions of dollars have been spent to get the homeless taken care of. Better Angeles United is developing a series of apps that will assist eventually to get them well-fed and taken care of. More details at srnnews.com.